Doja just like shaking her ass, and I was Doja like, "All right, I'm gonna listen to Doja."
I can't.
Mm-mm, over Drake, you think Doja over Doja, Drake? No,
because I always listen
after
to
she did that video when she was the demon in it. Absolutely not. Stay away from me. No. We love Jesus over here.
She's talking about Jesus.
It was
over here.
Absolutely not.
It was the same. That was the same way you gave the gosh,
yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, not you, the demon on the wall, bitch. Yeah, we love the Lord.
Patient with me. Someone to get money when I take it from me. They don't even need to be as famous as me. I don't think I meet them at the places I be. But deep down, I think about you all day, mommy. I know I'm a pitbull.
Not even a podcast. It's a real conversation about relative relations. It's the boy J-O's, aka Young Situations, will arise, aka the commish, still coming off of some wins. Motherfucking, I went against DJ Moore this week. I'm in here with all of the girls, so they don't give a fuck about that. Let me get to my intros, man. I got Gladys in this motherfucker. Never the saddest, still the baddest. No pips. We in this bitch. We got Trilly Millie with me, you know what I'm saying? Keep it, you know what I'm saying? If we gonna keep it anything, we gonna keep it true. We gonna keep it real. Millie Mill is here with me. It ain't a party unless Millie in it, you know what I'm saying? Also, I got Kelsey with me. Like, if you out here, you got some titties on you, like, you know what I'm saying? And you need your face.
That is, you got some titties on you. You got your titties on you. You need your face, baby. I hope they owe you, ladies. Please keep them.
I will
Jesus.
Be away.
Keep them owe you, dog.
We are not exclusive. We do not exclude men. If we want their face beat, we want
it. Men
beat.
Too. All the men too.
Listen, men with titties.
Okay, I bet you they associate with titties on the face. They want their face beat. Anyway, what I'm going to say is, like, yo, listen. I want to give a big shout out to everybody that's listening, wherever they listening. We still number 3 in the city. Chance who? I always want to shout out the service workers. I always want to shout out the service workers for sure. I want to shout out, like, you know what I'm saying, all of the DJs that DJ well. You feel me? I want to shout out all of the sneakerheads once again. I had some shit to say to y'all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't say it last time. I want to say, look, shout out to all of my New Balance wearers. All of my, but it's certain numbers though. Like, y'all niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like, my 997 niggas, shout out to y'all. Shout out to my 88, my 880 niggas. Shout out to my 9060 niggas. Like, shout out to my motherfucking, let me think. The never a 574 nigga. The 580s though, shout out to y'all niggas. Shout out to my 992s, also the 2002s, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all niggas. Shout out to my Nike wearers. Shout out to my Air Maxes, my Air Max niggas, my Air Max 95 niggas, my Air Max 97 niggas, my Air Max 98 niggas, you know what I'm saying? 90s? Let me think. The ones... The 90s, for sure, for sure, for sure. Some of y'all 270s niggas, though. Like, only some of y'all. If you got all black 270s, nigga, you look like a referee.
Whoa there.
Anyway, man, look, we got things to talk about today. Millie don't want to talk about it, but we gonna talk about it. I'm gonna make her talk about it. I don't care. I'm forcing some shit to take place. I'm making, cause that's you know what I mean.
I'm chilling. Cause
Millie give me a hard time when I talk about rap shit. One
it's
and
not
two.
Rap shit though. It's just me.
It's not two niggas beefing.
It's one nigga beefing?
It's
that's his song.
Alright. Drake dropped the album. Did any of y'all listen to Drake's album?
I did not.
No.
No. I'm sorry.
And not even because like I don't fuck with Drake, which I just haven't gotten around to listening to.
Wait a minute.
And I do. I listen to Drake.
I was about to say I absolutely, because I'm sure it's something on there. I didn't. I wasn't wild about the last shit. It's only like two things I actually like.
It's not the new. But
I'm sure it'll be something on there I'm gonna fuck with.
Okay, like if I gotta give background, like the new album isn't bad.
Okay.
It's just titled For the Dogs.
Okay. And from that,
what do you take from that? What do y'all take from For the Dogs?
It's for the niggas, strictly for the niggas. It's for the dudes.
The real niggas.
All right, so yeah, like it's a
language that he's speaking to the guys that can relate to him.
It is, and I think that's even maybe the best way to say it, because it's half. I think a lot of us thought that it was like gonna be like heavy rap.
Yeah.
Cadenced in a certain type of way, and it was for the dogs. It is just different. It's like a
y'all thought he was like dog and shit,
and he is though, but it's differently. It's like he's actually like directly like singing to the bitch dog, and they're like he's like it's like for the shih tzus and for the pits. And it's some songs for he just got a lot, and it's Drake, you know.
That's that thing too. He said the shit too.
I was like, wait, fucking fall back.
It's for the
Pomeranians. That's for all the dogs.
That's the title for all the dogs.
All the dogs,
not just the rocks, not just the Corso.
The tough dogs.
It's Pomeranians out here, Chihuahuas, niggas, the pugs, nigga. Shout out the Frenchies of the world.
Speaking for all the demographic, I understand. Okay,
and the little fluffy Maltese and poodles.
Okay, so not
the Maltese and poodles.
Okay, so now that we are up on what the temperament of the album is,
it's more different.
What
y'all want me to pause and I'll play some songs for you real quick?
I mean. You don't have to.
Okay, that's cool. All right, cool.
What the? So we got the temperament of what the album is, right? And then what did Joe say? Like, what was the conversation?
Joe Budden said basically, no. Honestly, all right. So Joe Budden said that did he like the album? My first initial take on it is that Drake was, it sounded like a rich nigga, and he talked about getting head too much. Like, I could just tell that he likes to get his dick sucked a lot. But I guess like
one.
Drake, like
well,
it's
there.
Like one of his
okay,
favorite.
Things. Okay.
It's okay.
She said, "Ain't nothing wrong with that."
Nothing wrong with that. All I need my dick sucked. Who don't? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like that. Who don't like that? I'm just saying, okay?
Everyone loves it.
For facts.
At least I think so.
When in, all right, so like, and my take was just, it was like, when I was talking about it, I'm like, yo, man, like, I just feel like I don't necessarily want to hear you shit on the girls that you bought a whole bunch of shit for that sucked your dick the way that you like it, but like, you want to like win the breakup battle with, like, but also let them know that we wasn't a real relationship. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like petty rap.
Weird shit.
That's just petty rap. No, I can't say weird shit. That's just petty rap. I understand
it. I see what he means by petty. It's
just
he's
petty rap.
But also like dogging.
Yeah. That's weird. Why would you do that? That's weird.
It's because he has a big airhead. And he's very cocky. And if he's going to top charts, then that's probably the reason why he's like, I can say what the fuck I want and I'm going to get away with it because I'm Drake.
I get that. Yeah. But that's still weird. Shit is slim don't.
Yeah, that's some weird shit though.
And all right,
about that is weird.
Well, that's the tone of the album. Like he started.
Is that what Joe said?
No, that's what I said.
Oh,
okay.
The album start off with him like it's like the sample crooning in the background. Yeah, like you know what I'm saying. I could have treated you better. Like you know what I'm saying. He talking his talk. Like you know what I'm saying. Like, what do you mean I could have treated you better? Like, it's a line in the shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I go to Chanel so much, they be like, damn, you need more Chanel? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he's heavily shitting on the different bitches that he's fucked with over time that clearly feel like he lost them. And he's like clearly trying to set records. Right, that's what it is.
Because it's for the dogs. I don't understand. I'm not missing the
point. And that's why it's for the dogs, yes, but like the dogs, we wasn't necessarily looking.
He missed the mark.
They weren't roofing.
We was looking for like you to like tell Pusha like nigga meet me, like you know what I mean, or like be like a different dog. It's just
now. Is it because of what he said or who he sang it about?
No, like, it's the singing. It's the singing. Well, yes and no. It's the singing. Drake just likes a lot. He gets a lot. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, but like Sexy Red is not like you know what I'm saying. Sexy Red has been flexing for weeks. Like, that Drake has been like sending her money and watches and shit like it. Like, and she's not ugly, but she's not.
Cause she's all right.
What'd you say? What's she?
Sexy. She's all right. You know, like she's all right.
Right. So you know what I'm saying. So anyway, like, so I don't want to do it. Like, so like, Drake just gets all sorts of, like, he just gets whatever he wants, and that's fine. We're not talking about what he gets. Like, that's not what we're talking about. Like, and that's what I felt. Joe basically said, like, I guess something similar. It was that he liked the album, but he was let down a little bit. And the harsh criticisms was that J. Cole out-rapped him on First Person Shooter. And that, like, you can't, like, allow, like, the other greatest nigga in your generation to be there. And be kind of letting him talk his shit on your shit, like, and you don't, like, show up lyrically, because he didn't show up lyrically. Mm. But it reminded me of, like, Drake on Talk Up with Jay-Z, or, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't always try to out-rap the great nigga that's next to him. He just already sort of seems to think that he already out-raps him, and then he out-raps him on different shit, or, like, or does his rendition of that. Like, I get it, as it, I just see like where he finds his bravado in his penning and stuff. Like, he doesn't, he just finds it in different places. So with Joe said basically that he liked the album. He just expected something different, but he felt like Drake needs to stop hanging out with the youngers. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop hanging out with the 20-something. Stop fucking on 20-something-year-old bitches. Hang with some people your age and older.
Oh, he made that comment?
Oh! Why are we over there? Wait a minute.
Then that makes sense, because then that's the reason why.
My ADHD be trying to stay on focus, so I was like, ooh, talking about the album, talking about the album, and then it was like,
okay, so based, alright, so like.
Oh, he went in on him. After you gave your critique on the album, he went in on him as a person, because that sounds personal.
That's what rap is. It's personal. So like, yeah. So anyway, like, nigga, like, you got Lil Yachty on the album. You got Yeet on the album. The sound of the album is catered to younger dudes. The content and the substance matter of the album is catered to younger people. Like, yes, like, you were Drake. You're the golden child, is basically what he called him. You're the golden child. You got the glow. You did the whole song and everything. And it was like, basically, you can do whatever you want to, and you dictate what happens. Like, people can follow. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody on the show asked, like, you don't feel like it's his 444. Like, no, that's what I want from Drake. I want to hear deeper emotions, deeper, like, just growth and maturity from a dude. I don't want to hear, and just like I said, I don't want to hear you being rich talking about all of the bitches that you can fuck over and mess around with. That's just easy rap. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's nothing to flip around and just, you've been number one on the charts for a long time. You're not going to tell me that shit that much more. It was a point in time when I said Jay-Z was at a plateau, and it was before 444, but like, sometimes you're not rapping about anything different. Like, you're just rapping about the same shit. And Drake has been at that level for a while. He's been giving us the same Drake for a while.
I mean, that could be a good thing, that could be a bad thing, because it's something that people expect, and when an artist actually changes like who they are, other fans are like, wait, who the fuck is that? That's not even the same Drake I know. Like, no, why didn't he change up his music? And that's how I feel about Beyonce. Like, I used to love fucking listening to her, and now it's just like, it's a hit or miss type of song.
It satisfies the masses.
And then the other one is like, oh man, I like this one. You know, so same thing with artists. It's just kind of just a hit or miss. He is cocky with it. Clearly, he's cocky with it. And like you said, everybody is looking at him as the golden child, but that's just, it's going to be who he is because...
Drake is clearly selling shit.
Yes, that's the reason
and why. And it satisfies the masses.
And he's expanded to even the Hispanics too now.
So yeah, he's got the song on there with Bad Bunny. Like he's been a global. Drake's been a global phenomenon for he's the
Joe
one.
Joe Budden is mad at that.
No, he's not mad at anything. He's not even.
I don't understand what's all the conversation back and forth. Like what's
it's not that? Conversation back and forth. Joe Budden does a podcast. He critiques everyone's album when they come out that they're a big artist.
Joe Biden, like his show is the shit.
And
like
when he critiques Drake album and Drake in a way that Drake didn't like, Drake unleashed a hell fury of just, nigga, your career is never, I would never want to be recording my thoughts on a microphone. He, for 2 days, Drake put up posts and slide post pictures on IG, or he put on his story. Shit at Joe Budden and the people. He didn't like it. His dad got involved in the mix. His pops was telling him, Joe, you were like, they're saying, like, some old motherfucker, like, talking shit about him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Basically saying that, like, you don't have any right to talk. And it's like, nigga, you dropped the album for the public. People get to discuss your album.
For sure.
Like, it's not like podcasting isn't a thing. Like, you're not going to, like, shame podcasting out of the box. He just didn't like what Joe said. Well, and he went nuts.
He did.
Drake threw a tantrum.
He absolutely did.
Because Joe said things that he didn't like. And he didn't say that you had a bad album. He didn't say that he didn't like the album.
It's probably just not his favorite. That's it.
He just told him that he thinks that he should probably do, like... He told him what his critique is a fan. Joe is admittedly like a Drake stan fan. Like he loves all of the shit. Like he listens to all. He breaks down all of the shit. He's given reviews of all the albums. You know what I'm saying? Like Drake only responds when Joe gives a review that he doesn't like. And like my thing on it, like I feel like one of the biggest conversation pieces for me personally is like Joe gets the tag of being a narcissist. Mm-hmm. But if in the situation, it just really seems like Drake is a narcissist. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, in a really big one.
I mean, he just chose to open an album that, you know, that not everybody agrees with.
I
have to agree with it. It's
not like salty, like Bird.
Well, yeah, narcissist means that you, like, feel yourself so important, like, and you feel a high importance of yourself and a high level. So, like, if someone is speaking of you in a way that you don't feel like highlights your importance, you're now butthurt and you're tripping about it. That seems like a narcissistic response.
I don't know. I get what you're saying, but I don't get narcissist. I get him throwing a tantrum. I get him not liking it and throwing a tantrum.
But yes.
That's what they do. That's what narcissists
do. Yes, but you can throw a tantrum and not be a narcissist, though.
Right. Yeah, I'm just saying.
So I feel like
a narcissistic trait like this of him acting how he acts.
Just the second time he did it to Joe off of this shit, like. And Drake consistently, I don't know if y'all listen to Drake, but he tell you all the time that he number one, and he tell you how long he been number one on the charts. I love Drake.
I haven't listened.
The nigga, like, he highlight himself a lot.
Right, and that's exactly what he does. He's very cocky with it. He's very confident in what he does, yes.
I listen to old Drake, like, Take Care and shit.
Yeah, that's the last type of shit I listen to from Drake.
He got brand new shit out, and I choose to spend that.
He don't diss y'all.
Sorry.
He would diss y'all.
So, I
mean, honestly, ignorance is a bliss.
That was the last one.
That was the last one.
And I feel like sometimes as an artist you can do that. And maybe that's what he's doing. He's in his zone of, like, you know, what he's doing right now, but it's not for everybody. And that's why, you know, his fans kind of like
day or day. On the last whatever he fucked with on the 21 Savage.
21.
Spend About You or whatever the name of the song. That's hard. I got that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's sometimes like his fans kind of like lay to the side, and then when they hear a song, it's like, yay. And then the other one's like, no.
I always tap into music. I just haven't got the chance to tap into his new shit.
Yeah, that's not something I'm about to.
But I don't typically be able to, like, spend a whole album with no skips. Like, it'd be like, oh yeah, it was like two of them shits on there I already fucked with. I downloaded them and I couldn't.
When I know it's a new album, I'll listen to the whole thing and I'll pick and choose if there's a song. Because if there's a song, I'll listen to it. Like, oh, that's on my list.
I'm not about to type in Drake new album and be like, no, I don't got no desire. Cause I feel like
I desire. I'm gonna get with you eventually.
No,
I'm gonna get with you eventually.
I really enjoyed his album with that one in high school, and I'm not going back.
Okay, I think DJ brought the pull up. He was asking niggas still here. I'm gonna either end this one or pause this one, but I might end this one. On some quick shit. I have a question like this. I got a question that should really make some shit go.
Yeah, you could. And he can listen to it.
I got a bunch of questions that can make some shit go still. Like, so I got like that. But I got a question that can make some shit go, I think. So honestly, yeah, let's end this one. And then I will do that one.
Okay, so I have a question. So on here, do you have like where listeners can make comments and stuff? God bless you. Can they make comments and stuff?
On your podcast, probably not on the apps that they're streaming it from.
Oh, okay. Do you see any comments or anything like that? Because I think on Spotify you could do that, right?
You could do like questions.
Okay.
You could do questions and things that'll pop up on Spotify.
All right, no, I'm done. I was just gonna say, like, what do you guys think about it? You know, what do you guys think about the whole?
I need to do feedback on Twitter, Not Even Podcast on Twitter, and also on IG. Like, you know what I mean? And that's where the feedback really comes in.
Okay.
Is on like the IG or on the Twitter. Are we talking about feedback? No, it's not on like Spotify or Apple or.
Okay.
It'll come direct.
And you're gonna post that on Instagram?
Do I repost them?
Yeah, you're gonna post it.
No, sometimes I just bring it to the. It depends what it is. Sometimes it requests. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Yeah, sometimes a request, sometimes it'd be a lot different. We gonna get out of this one. Maybe anything to say to people before we get up out of here?
Book will make the party street by Kelsey.
Thanks. Billy.
Bye.
Keep it safe out there. Keep it safe out there, guys. Tell us what you think.
Listen. Also, talk to your loved ones. I'm steezy right now. Talk to your loved ones. I know you love them. Always keep a positive. But if the motherfuckers force you to go bad, fuck some shit up, please.